We have some breaking news. Elon Musk's Tesla sales have fallen to the lowest point since 2022 as a function of the hyper-politicization of his image. And that's putting it lightly. Elon Musk has leveraged his vast wealth to buy the platform of X, donate hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to the Trump 2024 campaign, all so he could scam the American people. Genuinely, this is one of the largest scams perpetrated on the American people ever, and it wasn't done by immigrants, it wasn't done by a Somali community in Minnesota, it was done by Elon Musk, who donated, again, hundreds of millions of dollars to get Trump elected. He then promised the American people that if Elon Musk were able to walk through the White House and have as much power as possible, they would find $2 trillion in quote-unquote waste, fraud, and abuse. That was the claim. It was $2 trillion they were looking for, and Elon even said he might be sending $5,000 checks to each and every American. Well, that turned out to be a complete scam, because as Elon Musk hit into the friction of actual reality, he lowered the $2 trillion to $1 trillion. Then that $1 trillion became maybe $300 billion. That $300 billion ended up being about like $85 billion, but the ledgers that these numbers are written on are just riddled with errors. Some expenses, some contracts had ended in 2019, some contracts were inflated by 10 times their actual amount to give an overinflated final number, just riddled with errors at the end. So Elon Musk scammed the American people. I'm not even talking about the massive wealth inequality that he's also created. I'm just solely talking about the context of the 2024 election. If you appreciate us punching back against this far-right BS with actual facts and the truth, make sure you drop a like and double check to make sure you're subscribed below. Naturally, YouTube won't show you most of the videos that we put out unless you are subscribed, so it helps us. Thank you a lot. And it's not doing too well for him. Tesla sales fall to the lowest point since 2022 after Elon Musk backlash. Tesla vehicle sales declined for a second consecutive year in 2025, hitting their lowest point since 2022. I want to talk more about that later, but back to the scam that Elon Musk perpetrated on the American people. Melanie points out 28 of Doge's top 40 claims about rooting out waste and fraud are false. This is what I was saying. They just made a bunch of false claims about how much fraud there was, what fraud there was. Just think about it like this. Elon Musk claimed there was $2 trillion in waste, fraud, and abuse, yet not a single recommendation was made to the FBI after Doge was done. So what the hell was Elon Musk doing? He didn't actually find any waste, fraud, or abuse, because that means that somebody would have to get in trouble for all of this fraud or abuse of funds. In the same vein, thinking about it, ever since this new Minnesota fraud case has made national news, there have been no new arrests, no new investigation, like no new information coming out of these investigations. It's all just BS, to be honest. There was a fraud case in Minnesota in 2022 and 2023 run by a white woman named Amy Block, and it did have Somalis involved. This is all true, and fraud is bad. No one is discounting that. But I personally have not been able to escape this Minnesota Somali fraud story for the past 2 weeks, and yet no new arrests have been made. No new statements have been made about individuals who have committed fraud. No new recommendations have been made to the FBI. That kind of just tells you the entire thing was overblown. Now take that exact situation and analog it on to Doge. Doge claimed there was trillions of waste, fraud, and abuse, yet not a single person was recommended to the FBI the entire time. This is a massive scam. I also want to point out that Elon Musk promised a lot of things by 2025 and in 2025. He said colonists would be arriving on Mars by 2025. He said that a few years ago. Not even close. Elon Musk has been sidetracked by his racist political ambitions to see if he can flood the internet with so much random far-right BS that it breaks. And listen, I'm not somebody who throws around the word racist just to describe everything. I don't just call everybody and everything racist. Elon Musk in particular actually is racist. The way that he tweets on a daily basis, what he boosts on his platform and his timeline is all far-right BS about how like white people are being genocided. I've seen so many misrepresented stats come out of Elon Musk's Twitter, and the richest man in the world is supposed to, his word is supposed to mean something. In an ideal reality, we're able to look up to our leaders, our president, our vice president, the business leaders around us, and we're able to see moral clarity and moral guidance. It feels like we're in this reverse, fucked up, like Stranger Things type world where now we're in the upside down. Now, every single person in power, whether it's the president, Donald Trump, whether it's J.D. Vance, whether it's Stephen Miller, whether it's Caroline Leavitt, or Elon Musk himself, they're all just spewing far-right bile all of the time. Okay, to continue, Elon Musk promised a lot of things. He promised colonists were arriving on Mars. Didn't happen. XAGI would achieve AGI. Didn't happen. Tesla robo-taxis were supposed to be serving half the U.S. Well, Tesla can't even keep its sales up for all of the U.S. Okay, to continue, completely driverless robo-taxis didn't happen. A Tesla Roadster demo and Doge cutting trillions and trillions of dollars. None of them happened. But just watch this. Elon Musk still goes around and gives these bizarre interviews like Doge was kind of a success. Give it up, man.
What did Doge teach you if you learned one thing?
Well, it was like a very interesting side quest, you know, because I just got to see like a lot of the inner workings of the government. You know, there's been quite a few efficiencies. I mean, some of them are very basic efficiencies, like just adding in requirements for federal payments that any given payment must have an assigned congressional payment code and a comment field with something in it that's more than nothing. Like that trivial seeming change, my guess is probably saves $100 billion or even $200 billion a year.
I'm sorry, this was the dumbest saga in American history. Do you remember that time when Elon Musk and all of his Doge minions thought that they had discovered some huge Social Security fraud scheme? Like, there were a bunch of tweets from Elon Musk saying they had discovered the largest Social Security fraud scheme in all of American history because apparently they found the names of a bunch of deceased people on a list. Let's just simplify it. It was a name of a bunch of deceased people, and they thought all of these deceased people were still collecting Social Security. They had a data collection mechanism that was like, hey, when somebody dies, their name goes from list A to list B. Well, Elon Musk and his Doge minions found list B and thought that was like a payroll of scammers. List B was just a bunch of deceased people who genuinely needed to have their names stored somewhere. Time and time again, Elon Musk came out saying they had blown open massive fraud just for it to be the dumbest possible thing ever.
Because there were massive numbers of payments that were going out with no congressional payment code and with nothing in the comment field, which makes auditing the payments impossible. So they have to say, like, why can the Defense Department, or now the Department of War, why can it not pass an audit? It's because the information is not there. It doesn't have the information. Necessary to pass an audit does not exist.
It's just when Elon Musk says something about the Pentagon failing an audit, I actually think that's a pretty good question. I think a lot of Americans have that same question. Why has the Pentagon failed audit after audit after audit? And why don't we even have the information to complete these audits? That is a fine question to ask. That is not the question that Elon Musk and his Doge minions asked or worked on. Not even close. They opted to stay away from the military, stay away from the Pentagon and the Department of Defense, and they opted to, like, surgically target USAID and people's Social Security. Elon Musk is a massive scammer, and now that his Tesla sales are falling, I honestly don't feel bad. I want electric vehicles to flourish, but I don't want Elon Musk to have this much control over everything all of the time. You know what it reminds me of? This New York Times article that reads, "They criticized Musk on X. Then their reach collapsed." I need to be making more videos about Elon Musk because I genuinely think the largest threat to Western civilization is not immigration, it's not trans people, it's not trans surgery. No. The largest threat to Western civilization is the massive amount of disinformation coming from the richest man on the planet who decided to buy X, or I guess buy Twitter, rebrand that to X, and then leverage that platform to boost far-right white supremacist BS. Now he is trying to surgically target other countries, like Germany, like France, to boost far-right parties in those countries, just like he did in the United States, so he can have control over the information landscape. Anastasia Marie Lupus runs an account on X known for its far-right commentary. So this is a far-right account. But she criticized Elon Musk over his support of visa programs that many of President Trump's supporters despise. Her average daily views on X went from, you know, 500,000 up here, 300,000, 300,000, but right after she feuded with Elon Musk, you see a stark drop in the amount of engagement that she gets. It goes from about 300,000 views per day to, what is this, 20,000, 10,000 views per day, which is still a lot, but that is a massive drop in engagement because Elon Musk can put his thumb on the scale to boost and de-boost content. The richest man on the planet is creating nationwide global narratives by just retweeting things. That Nick Shirley video only got 150 million views because Elon Musk decided to repost it 10 to 20 times over and over and over. He intentionally boosts this information. So this brings me to the final topic of Tesla. The results mean that Chinese automaker BYD sold more EVs in 2025 than Tesla for the first time in a full year. What we could see is an increasingly desperate Elon Musk who realizes that he basically gave away a lot of his wealth, a lot of his potential wealth, to get involved in this political sphere, and rather than starting an America Party, he was about to start a third party named America Party, he is now reportedly going all in on the Republicans again, heading into the midterms. You can check his Twitter and he's saying that Democrats are a threat to Western civilization, that Republicans need to be back in power, that immigration is going to ruin the United States. Honestly, man, it seems like Elon Musk is the one that's closer to ruining the United States. I don't think the Somali immigrants are trying to divide us on a daily basis. Feels like Elon Musk is the one who tries to divide every single American group on a daily basis while he continues to accumulate vast wealth. That's just what it feels like. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.